Welcome to another episode of Breaking Point. This is episode 2. Today, our topic is Carmelo Anthony has been charged with murder at a track meet. And the question is, he's innocent or is he a criminal? Was it premeditated or was he a bully into the situation and resulted to the murder of another teen? And this teen name is Austin Metcalf, who has a twin brother. In this situation, race baited or another way to demonize our black youth? All right, topic one. All right, Carmelo Anthony, he was carrying a knife in the tent that he wasn't supposed to be in for the track meet. Okay, was he using this for protection or way to, you know, maybe he was being bullied by Austin Metcalf, or was he just keeping this in his backpack and he always had a knife this whole time every time he went to a track meet? Now, that begs to ask the question, because why do you have a knife at a track meet, okay? Was it bullying the catalyst to the stabbing? Does Austin Metcalf, who was the victim of the situation, was a straight-A student, okay? Is bullying justifiable? Is bullying somebody a reason for somebody else to stab you? I don't think that's a good enough reason. I mean, it depends on how worse the bullying is. Some kids can't take it that much. Now, if you are picking on me every single day because of the color of my skin, maybe my race, my gender, my, you know, how I look or something, my culture, that's a very personal thing. It's a personal attack. Now, that's kind of hard to get away from. That leaves trauma and psychological wounds that you can't heal from sometimes. It takes a lot of, you know, therapy or psychological work to get that stuff undone. So did you know that did they know each other prior to the beef, or racial slurs? Should you ever put your hands on somebody? You know, because that's what Austin Metcalf did. He pushed the kid away, told him to get out the tent, push them out the way. Is that provoking enough for somebody to grab a knife and stab you in the chest? Okay? I don't think that's good enough reason, unless you had prior knowledge, prior instances with this individual that you wanted to do harm to this person, unless you're coming from a very restless place of evil and you wanted to hurt somebody. Okay? Now, was the mental health of Carmelo Anthony okay? Okay, is this the self-defense case in the situation? Now, I don't think that he has any evidence to provide that he was defending himself, because Austin Metcalf did not attack Carmelo Anthony in this point. Now, let me just specify, it's not Carmelo Anthony, the basketball star, or his son. Okay, Carmelo Anthony is the kid named this in this subject matter, okay? So those are the issues that is going on right now, okay? The law right now says you cannot have no form of weapon in school grounds. So Carmelo Anthony already made the wrong decision by bringing a knife to the tent or even to a track meet. There is no stand your ground law. In Texas, there's a stand your ground law, and this happened in Texas. Okay, but school policy and weapons are not allowed. School weapons are not allowed on school grounds. He's 18 years old, so this is a legal age to kind of sentence this dude as an adult. Is it? Is this? What is the legal age to be sentenced as an adult? Is there exceptions to the rule? You know, is this a double standard? Austin was a straight-A student, but so was Trayvon Martin. Are we looking at the race or the facts of the case? Systematic white supremacy or black youth? Just because this kid was stabbed, are we looking at the fact that just because he was a straight-A student, maybe he was really a bully, a terrorizer in his community, a person that hated young black men and wanted to show his masculinity and his dominance over this young kid and Carmelo Anthony? And that's what provoked Carmelo Anthony to take a knife and just stab him right in front of his brother. Okay. The family pain that the Metcalf family feels is deniable, is undeniable. That's something no parent should go through. Okay. Now, if you look at family pain and grief, what was it? What was their life like? What was happening before this stuff? The family of the Metcalf, Austin Metcalf family, sound like they were pretty much involved in church life, and so was the victim in this case, Austin Metcalf. He was involved in church stuff and involved in his community and helped out and volunteered. It's different. You can't compare the two because they have different social upbringings and different lifestyles. We only have to look at the mental health and the character of these boys and the actions that took on that place. Now, they're not like Rittenhouse or Dylan Roof or Trayvon Martin. Okay, Austin and his twin brother were known bullies. There's a video of them showing off guns on the internet, you know, talking about if this nigga shows up with something, he's going to get hurt. They had videos of Austin showing guns on social media, threatening to shoot a track meet competitor. Now, was that Carmelo Anthony that he was talking about? See? We got to look at the facts of the case, not the race of the case. All right? That's my breaking point. All right? So now, if you look at the situation in different angles, like what could have provoked this young man to stab somebody like that? Those are some things that we really need to look at. Is there mental health issues going on? Is there family issues going on? You know, why is he at the tent of his opposition? They don't even go to the same school with a knife in the backpack. You know, I think the parents need to have those questions answered. I think the friends need to have those questions answered. I think if anybody knows any information about this stuff, whether it's the boys' relationships together, the school's dynamic, were they rivals, those are all things that need to be brought up to the forefront. And in making decisions of the guilty or not guilty verdict of this case, we also got to look at the health of this child, of this young man, Carmelo Anthony. Was he sane or not sane? Those are all the things we need to look at for sure. Because this brother was definitely coming from a very hurt place. To get a knife and stab somebody is very evil, very, very hurtful. You have to have a lot of anger, a lot of hatred to wield a weapon in such magnitude to just stab somebody and actually go in deep enough where it can be a serious injury. Not just cut, but stab to death. It's a very egregious and somewhat evil act. Very evil act to do. It's not like shooting the guns. That could be considered being a cowardly thing to do. You know? You don't see people hunting and using bows and arrows anymore or knives. Now, you know, cutting somebody's neck, you know, that's considered like real warrior. Like, but when somebody does it in the act of evil, it's considered very evil, demonic almost. So that's where the health, mental health has to come in. You got to check that out first before we even make any determination of level of sanity and actions being considered good or bad. And what was the justified reason behind his actions? Because there's no justified reason for killing somebody besides defending yourself and protecting your family. And now that's all I have to say. I have reached my breaking point. We'll conclude this episode. We'll see you again on the next episode of Breaking Point.